بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are covering the seerah, the biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But for two or three sessions, inshallah, I wish to dedicate the durus programs to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One reason is that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid had played a fundamental role in the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was the commander, the general in the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq for all the military expeditions. In the last session, if you recall, we concluded the session. I had mentioned that one Roman commander and general, a very famous soldier who was highly respected in Rome, his ambition in life was to see Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an with his own eyes, physically to meet him. For so much was heard and said about this great man, an incredible man, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. Not only was he famous throughout the Arabian Peninsula, but the Romans knew him, the Persians knew him, in the African continent people knew him. He was a master in his field, an expert. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indirectly had made dua for him also. And we have covered that, the Iman and Islam of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After embracing Islam, his condition was that he feared no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one but Allah. It is said that, if you remember when in Afghanistan, when there were statues and idols, and when the Taliban had actually destroyed the idols that were there, the idol that was carved up, and it was a big scene made at that time. Let me draw your attention to an incident in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of the people were of many opinions. The great statue of historically of Buddha that was there. After the Fatih of Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had selected Hazrat Khalid bin Walid as an Amir and said to him, under him were 30 men and he was the Amir, and said to him, go to the region of Nakhla, which is not far away from Makkatul Mukarramah, but a lot of the kuffar had taken asylum in that part of the region because everyone in Makkah had surrendered to the Muslimin. and Muslims were victorious. So Khalid bin Walid was given this mission to go to Nakhla, where a lot of the disbelievers had taken asylum. And in Nakhla there was a very famous shrine, and in that shrine was the biggest idol in Arabia, the idol of Uzza. It is said that before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the time of Jahiliyyah, people would utter the words of Lat and Uzza with great reverence. They would say Bismillati wal Uzza. What would they say? Bismillati wal Uzza. But when Islam came, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had infused in them Tawheed, and this Bismillati wal Uzza was replaced by this beautiful kalima, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Uzza was a famous and an idol that was greatly worshipped and revered. Great pomp and a lot of money was spent annually when all of them would gather in front of that idol. And this idol was the idols of the warriors. It was for the great fighters of the tribes at that time. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was given a great responsibility on his shoulder. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go there, and your duty and responsibility is to raise down that idol to the ground, to destroy it completely. These are the instructions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that a Nabi comes for Tawheed, so that people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and free themselves from butlan, things that are unacceptable. As Khalid bin Walid, with his sword, he went to that part of the region in Nakhla. And there was this gigantic, huge idol, Uzza, and people were around it crying and worshipping it. Khalid bin Walid came and looked at the idol. And he looked at the idol, and everybody instantly, when they looked at the face of Khalid bin Walid, they did not want to fight the Muslim. And the Muslims were only 30 in number at that time. They surrendered to Khalid bin Walid straight away. And Khalid bin Walid put them on the side. And if Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an wanted to destroy the idol, he could have done so straight away, but instead he wanted to display that great passion that he had for Iman and Islam, the love that he had for Islam. And he took with him a pickaxe and looked at Uzza and said to that Uzza that, now this is Uzza, the main God that the people would worship at that time. Al-Khalid bin Walid would have respect for Uzza also. Generations and generations people had worshipped Uzza. And he took his pickaxe and looked at the idol and said that, I declare that you are a false God, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to humiliate you by the hands of Khalid bin Walid.
MashaAllah.
And he took his pickaxe and sliced it and destroyed it, and it was made reza into pieces. And such was the anger of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid after destroying it, he set it ablaze and fire was set out there so people could see, this is what you were worshipping, this is shaitan. This is shaitan, and Allah punishes it in this dunya. SubhanAllah. This was the Iman. This was Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. And history remembers Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala of his justice and of what a great man he was. So in the Roman Empire, there was this great general whose name was General Jarjar. What was his name? General Jarjar. Not a Muslim, Christian. His ambition was to see Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Who is he? This great man that people talk about. And subhanAllah, in one of the battles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that on one side was Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and on the other side was General Jarjah. And on one side was General Khalid radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, as I said, the two-sided blade were like razors, sharp, and one of the heaviest swords he would carry, and people would just turn away from him. Allah gave him that ra'b. His personality, his presentation, his voice, the way he would talk, people would listen to him. And Jarjah saw him from a distance and knew that this is Khalid bin Walid, and he came. And he looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and pointed out to him that, "I wish not to fight with you, I wish to speak with you." And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid put his sword down, and the interpreters were there. And General Jarjah and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid in the battlefield, this communication and negotiation between the two. And the Romans are wondering, maybe Jarjah is putting some form of truce, some form of negotiation, so that fighting does not continue and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid would surrender to what he says. But that was not the case. Jarjah said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, that what I say to you, what I question you, will you answer me truthfully? So the Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and said to him, "I will answer every question of yours truthfully." So Jarjah said that, "Tell me, is it true that your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given a sword from Jannah, and that sword was given to you?" And Khalid bin Walid looked at General Jarjah and he said, "No, this is not true. Prophet Muhammad was not given a sword from Jannah. And when he was not given that sword, then how would I get that sword?" So he said that, "Well, I know your people have given you a title, and that title is that Khalid Saifullah, Khalid the sword of Allah." So what is meant by Saifullah? And he says that wherever you go, you defeat everyone. Even if you are few in number as compared to your enemies, but if you are there, victory is for you. So have you got one special sword made in Jannah that you fight with? So Khalid bin Walid said, "No, this is not the sword of Jannah." He said, "Then what is it?" He said, "These are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What he speaks transpires. What he speaks will materialize. What he speaks is shown to the people." Subhanallah al-Azim. And today also in Jumu'ah, I had mentioned this, that whatever Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say or utter, that was accepted, absolutely without a doubt. His dua and also his baddua. There was a man who was eating with his left hand, who was not a Muslim, he was a hypocrite. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, "Eat with your right hand." And he took that as an offense, that why did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak to me in front of everyone like that? So he says, "Well, I have injury in my right hand," and he was lying. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, "Then that injury be with you." And it is said that the right hand was paralyzed for the rest of his life. This was the baddua. So whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, that would occur. His dua and baddua. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he was the student, and in Masjid Nabwi there is this elevated platform right in front of the hujra of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala an. That square is known as Ashab al-Suffa. And these were students, usually there were 40 to 50 students there. And they had no arrangement of that sort, that food was at this time, And then classes were at this time. They were just students of Rasulullah who would sleep and live in Masjid-e Nabwi, and they would devote all their time to Rasulullah. And if anybody wanted to provide something for them, food, shelter, clothes, then there was one pillar. They would put everything near the pillar, and Ashab-e Suffa, the students, would take it. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala answered that once, for 3 days no one gave us food, and subhanallah, imagine for 3 continuous days when there's no food. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, especially at summertime, we want to look at Musabai continuously because of all the samosas that are there and just can't wait. But these were the Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'een continuously for 3 days, no food. And Abu Huraira was a young man. After Jumu'ah, the third day was Jumu'ah, he said, I can't take it anymore. What I'll do is after Jumu'ah, I'll stand outside Masjid-e Nabwi and I'll see some of the companions. Maybe when they see me, my condition, the color of my skin, how weak I am, they will say, Abu Huraira, come at my house. So Hazrat Abu Huraira had planned this. After Jumu'ah, he quickly took something and he went outside. And he says, what I will do is that he was very shy, he could not directly say to anybody that I am hungry and this is my condition. So he said, what I will do, I will pretend to ask someone a question. I will pretend to ask someone a question. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was the first man walking past. And Hazrat Abu Huraira thought that this is the right time. He says, Ya Umar, oh, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and stops, says, what's the matter, Abu Huraira? Abu Huraira was junior to him. He says, well, I want to ask you one question. So Hazrat Umar says, ask me what question you want to ask. So now he knew the answer also. He was a muhaddith himself. So he put the question forward and he says, Hazrat Umar answered it correctly. And then he looked at me, he says, yes, anything else, Abu Huraira? I says, no. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala unturned his face and went back home. And he was disappointed, thinking that at least Hazrat Umar would have seen my condition, the color of my skin, the face, the food that needs to go in me. Hazrat Abu Huraira says, for 3 days Ashab-e Suffa were not given food. So he said that, Shalom Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and nobody would want to question Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and 2 times. And then, to his luck, he thought that, subhanallah, look who's coming, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, famous Sahabi, who would feed everyone. Hazrat Abu Bakr was coming, and he was about to turn to the different streets of Medina, and he quickly went, he says, Hazrat, I have a question. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and says, Abu Huraira, you have a question now, what question is it? He says, this is my question. He says, in my heart, I knew that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would invite me and take me home. So Hazrat Abu Bakr was questioned, and Hazrat Abu Bakr gave him the answer and said, Abu Huraira, have you got any other questions? So Hazrat Abu Huraira says, no, I have no other question. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq also turned away. Now he was amazed that two of the greatest companions, Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar Farooq Shaykhain, have turned me away. What to do now? Allah ki kudrat, Allah ki shan, who comes in front of him? Rahmatul lil alameen, Sayyidul awwaleen wal akhireen, Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking in front of him. Now Hazrat Abu Huraira is thinking twice, that obviously I can't pretend, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be informed by revelation. So this can't just be, I can't just put this question forward and pretend something which is not the truth. But he said, no, I might as well ask him, maybe Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam will do something for me. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming towards Abu Huraira, and Abu Huraira said, Ya Rasulullah, I have one question. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Abu Huraira, fatabassama Rasulullah, and Huzur alayhi salam said, Abu Huraira, never mind your question. First come with me to my house and then I will answer your question. This is Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He would understand the situation. Abu Huraira, never mind your question, first come with me, and then I will answer you your question. Hazrat Abu Huraira was all excited, subhanallah. He went to the house of Hujra of Rasulullah. Hazrat alayhi salatu wa salam asks that what is in the house? Nothing in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers, we have everything in the house today. If one was to open up the fridge, mashallah, from top to bottom everything is there. Every item is there. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam asks the wives that what is there, and nothing was in the house. One of the wives said to Rasulullah that all I have is a bowl of milk. A bowl of milk. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring that bowl of milk. And that bowl of milk was given to Hazrat Abu Huraira. And Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Huraira, take this bowl of milk. Hazrat Abu Huraira took that bowl of milk and he thought, Huzur alayhi salam is going to give him permission now to drink that milk. So Hazrat Abu Huraira got hold of that bowl and Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now Abu Huraira, do me one favor, go back to Masjid Nabwi and call all your classmates to come here and to drink from this milk. Hazrat Abu Huraira got the shock of his life that there is only one bowl of milk and 40 students are still sitting in Masjid Nabwi, and I thought this was my share, and now Huzur alayhi salam wishes to invite the others from the masjid. Well, as instructed, he goes back to the masjid, subhanallah, and all the students were there. He said, all of you come to Rasulullah. All the students, muhaddiseen, they were muhaddiseen. They were muhaddiseen. That is why there is great reward in helping that person who is of Ahl ilm. That person who is of Ahl ilm. And this is the tradition from the time of Rasulullah. So that they can devote their time entirely in ulum and spreading the ilm. So all of the students came. And Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira, Abu Huraira, now do me a favor. You should put the bowl of milk forward to each one of them so that they can drink from your hands. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him. Hazrat Abu Huraira starts from number one, number two, number three, and is looking at the milk. That by the time it gets to the last person, he won't have anything. And this was a well made up plan by Hazrat Abu Huraira. But Hazrat Abu Huraira says, Wallahi al-Azim, 10, 15, 20, 25 people drank from that one bowl of milk, but not a trace of that milk decreasing in that bowl, but at the same level. And as if, subhanallah, milk was just gushing out from the bottom part of that bowl, coming out. And until everybody had drank that milk to their fill, and then Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-ana bakitu ana wa anta. Now, who is left? Only me and you, Abu Huraira. And when he saw that the milk was at that same level, he says, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you drink it first? Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched the hands of Abu Huraira. How rahmatul lil alameen he was. The love that he had for his ummah. He fed the people first. He gave them to drink first. He would spend first. In the army, he was the first one to go, march in front. And he touched the hands of Abu Huraira and he said, Abu Huraira, drink, drink the milk. Hazrat Abu Huraira would drink the milk from the hands of Rasulullah and he would stop. And Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, more and more. Hazrat Abu Huraira would drink and drink and drink until his satisfaction. And then he gave the milk to Rasulullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from it. And then Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him and says, Abu Huraira, now go back. Subhanallah. This is a maqam. So the dua and the bad-dua and every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is everlasting. This is the maqam of Rasulullah. So this Jarja said that how is it that you are called Saifullah, that you are the sword of Allah wherever you go? So he said these are the words of Rasulullah that have come out from his mouth. And he said that when I embraced Islam, when I had taken Shahada, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me and one said to me, Ya Khalid, you are Saifullah. Through you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will annihilate the kuffar. Through you. And this is the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given me. So there is no sword of Jannah, but it is Khalid bin Walid that he was given this title. Or Allah ki kudrat. Look at the kudrat of Allah. A man who had injuries throughout his entire body. Through his entire body. But Allah never gave him shahadat. He never died in the battlefield. Why? So that no one could say after him that if he was the sword of Allah, then the disbelievers had broken the sword of Allah by assassinating him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him security all the time, so that the sword of Allah is intact all the time. And he died a natural death. This was Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. So this Colonel Jarja said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, Ya Khalid, can I acquire that position that you have earned? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that Khalid bin Walid is nothing. If you utter the words in front of me, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah will give you a greater maqam position than Khalid bin Walid. And when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid looked at him directly in the eyes, Colonel Jarja, and on one side, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. It is said that Jarja stood up and he looked back at his people, the Romans and the soldiers that were there under him. And he went to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and he sat down in front of him and put his hands in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And he says, today I wish to become a Muslim on your hands, Ya Khalid bin Walid. SubhanAllah. This is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only was he a soldier, not only was he a general, a great commander, but he was also a da'i. He was a person who would invite people to Islam, even in the battlefield. And subhanAllah, he took shahada in the battlefield. And people were looking, the Romans were looking at Colonel Jarja, what is happening? And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said to him, now before you take your sword out, first clean yourself, this is water, do wudu, and read two raka'at nafl. And Hazrat Khalid very quickly showed him how namaz is read. And he carried out the postures in salat, two raka'at namaz, nafl. And then Hazrat Khalid bin Walid gave him the sword and he says, now you fight with the Muslimin. Now the Romans did not have anyone as their Amir. The Amir has become a Muslim. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid marched in front of them. It is said that in that battlefield, in that fight, that Colonel Jarja who had embraced Islam, Allah gave him a great maqam, he became Shaheed. Can you imagine, my respected brothers? The only chance that he had in Islam to worship Allah was the two raka'at. Two raka'at. This is Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. I wish not to take much of your time, inshaAllah ta'ala. If Allah wills, we will continue, inshaAllah, with this subject in the next session. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dua kalleh. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.